Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
You can't expect any kind of return from somebody who has a big audience or the ability to make an introduction for you or a connection or something like that. You can't expect that big return from someone if you didn't first invest into that person, whether they have an offering or a community or maybe their favorite charity or who knows what it is. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a keen eye and look for how can I first invest into the very same thing, AKA person, that I later would like a return out of. Mm-hmm. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Huge congratulations to you, babe. You sold out your girlfriend's and business event in like, what, 10 seconds? It's like 90 minutes, but it was like 70 or 80% sold out in the first like minutes.
I'm so freaking grateful. And so much goes into that, you guys. I mean, there's a lot of consistency and there's also a lot of making sure that you constantly are funneling attention into either an email list or a text list so that when launch time comes, you're not just trying to like spray all over the place on social media and you have that attention that was really, really specific to the thing that you are offering.
Yeah, for sure. Anyhow, congrats. Really
proud
of you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
So excited for all the people that are going there. What we wanted to talk about today were some social awareness tips in order to collaborate with high performers and be more successful. And really where this is coming from is this year, as you can tell, we are really leaning into helping you upgrade your network, like helping you collaborate better with higher performers. And we're like, well, if we want to meet new people and have new people collaborate with us and collaborate with some of our high performing friends, then one of the things that we have to do is also tell them how to collaborate, like how to show up.
There's rules of engagement for sure.
There really are. And the reason why we're going to share some of these things, you might hear a few of them and be like, oh gosh, you know, it's kind of jerky or whatever. But the truth is, you don't want people to resent you if you're a good person with something good to offer. But sometimes you accidentally put yourself in the resentment zone, kind of like the friend zone, because you don't know quite how to operate or you don't have these social awareness tips yet. Now, one of the things that we've done really well, like when you look at us, you see our friends in our network, and you're like, wow, how in the world do they have those relationships? It's because we have this common sense about us to know how to operate among really busy, really in demand, really high performers. It's like, well, if this comes naturally to us, why don't we share it with some other people so that they can upgrade their network as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start with the first one.
All right, here's the first one. Don't text or email your needs to somebody else on a Monday. Don't text or email your needs to somebody else on a Monday. Now, if it has to go out on Monday, duh, send it. But what you don't realize is everybody is sending their urgent need on a Monday. Mm-hmm. And high performers have great big audiences. So guess how many, quote, urgent needs they get via text and how many, quote, urgent needs they get via email on a Monday. It's completely overwhelming. And the result is your need doesn't get seen, number one. And your need actually sparks a little bit of like, oh, not another one. Oh, not another one. Even though you're somebody that they might actually like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you think of how you feel on a Monday, now amplify that by 100, because that is just how many different things they're getting and how much their attention is getting split. So Chris and I, whenever we have an ask of someone, we try to wait until like Tuesday. A Wednesday yep. or a Thursday, just to kind of let things clear up and not to add one more thing on a Monday morning.
Guys, there's things that are really important for me to get an answer on sometimes, like maybe with one of my investors. I know that they're also kind of a celebrity or something like that. And I really want that answer on a Monday, but I will purposely hold off and not send it till Tuesday afternoon, knowing that a Monday is just going to cause more headwinds for them, or it's going to get lost anyways, or they're not going to get around to it anyways. So here's kind of to how to sum up this first tip. Stop thinking with the what's important to you and start thinking about what would be important and a great way for this to be received for the person that you want something back from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second one. Don't ask people that you have not already built significant relationship capital with to advertise or share your stuff. People will advertise your stuff, number one, if it is advertisement worthy or share worthy. Number two, if they know it's going to benefit their audience, because all of us, we protect our audience. Mm-hmm. Like you, the listener, we care deeply about you. So we don't want to just share everybody's stuff if we don't know it's great, if we don't know it works, if we don't know that it's legit. And so you might have something really good, really important to share with people. But asking someone who you've not already tilted the scales of reciprocity in your favor to share your thing or to advance your cause is just silly.
It also can make people feel, this is going to sound crazy to you perhaps, but it can make people feel a little used. I've had a lot of people who I've never met, I've never seen share my stuff, I've never had in my groups who are like, hey, I just wrote a book, I follow your stuff, I love it, can you share it? Can I send it to you? And I'm like, I have no idea who you are. I know that you said you follow my stuff and you've liked me for years, but I haven't ever felt that. And so I think it's really important for people to not, you know, the people that you're asking are people as well. And it can be really, it's like a fine line of making those people feel like you're just using them for their audience, especially if you've never shown up on their feed or you've never shared their stuff or created any reciprocity before. So just thinking in terms of that person is a person and they want a relationship.
It makes me think of Christina Bartold. Huge shout out to her. She owns a really cool social media agency. She has shared our stuff for years. She's put people in our programs for years. She has shown up as an advocate for us for years, to the point where now she has tilted so much reciprocity in her favor, I would go to the ends of the earth for her, because she showed up with adding value after value after value first before ever having an ask. That's a great way to operate, tilt the scales of reciprocity in your favor. And by the way, if you're starting to hear a couple of these, be like, wow, these really kind of sound like jerky rules. We're just being direct with you because we know you have good stuff to share. We're just being direct with you because we know that you're a budding superstar. We're just sharing these things directly with you because we want you to succeed.
And this is truly how it works.
This is
truly how
it
works. In all honesty, these are the conversations when we're in higher level rooms is like, man, you want to help people, but here's the people we're willing to help and here's the people that we're not. So we want to give you the advantage. And I want to add one on here, Chris,
yep.
That is really, really important, is crafting your ask in a short way.
Oh,
so that's
yes.
The next bullet point is learning how to craft your ask and just ask one question at a time. I think one of the biggest flaws where people go in is they ask like 5 to 10 questions all at once. And number one, it takes way too much time. Number two, you don't need all of those answers right now. And number three, you will get an answer if you get one very specific question and it's asked in a short period of time. I know that even for voice notes, sometimes people have our phone number, and I've even been guilty of this, but I'm getting much better at it. If you're going to voice note anyone, make sure it's in less than 1 minute.
Most
likely
minute.
It will not get listened to. And in all honesty, a text is so much better with a clear ask that is one paragraph long. When we see emails or texts that are super long, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even look at it. I actually don't have the time because our team comes first and our projects come first. So if you want an answer from people who have your answers, you have to learn to craft that and be very short, very specific. And this also goes along the lines of just having your elevator pitch dialed in that 1 to 2 minutes when people ask you what you do.
I remember there was this guy that left me a 6-minute voice note once. He had my phone number. He's a very good guy. He's got great things to share. He's a really good dude. Like, I genuinely like this person. I have never to this day listened to his voice note. And he probably thinks I'm a jerk for never responding or something. Don't send me a 6-minute voice note. I don't have time for that. Matter of fact, if you did the math, like, you know, everyone has their hourly value. If my hourly value is a few $1,000 an hour divided by 60 minutes, what does that come out to? Like, literally hundreds of dollars a minute to listen to a 6-minute voice note. So you've got to make sure that you're making it easy for people to digest your ask, because the people that you have asks of, they're very, very busy people. So those are the ones that you want to be collaborating with. So you have to make it as easy as possible for them to be able to listen to your ask and be able to digest your ask. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcast. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Know your audience's work hours or what time zone they're in. Like, take a moment, pause, think, oh, wait, I'm on the East Coast, but they're on the West Coast. So if I send this text message right now, it might be 9:30 my time and I'm already working, but it's 6:30 in the morning in their time and they're barely digesting their coffee, right? Or getting their workout in or something like that. I know this sounds little, but even this morning, I was inundated with text messages from people I like, people I care about, but starting at 5:40 in the morning because they live on the West Coast or they live in the Central Time Zone. So to them, they're like, hey, I've already been up for a while. I'm going to send this. I'm in my zone. I'm in my thing. You need to stop and pause and think, wait a minute, am I making this person wake up to a huge list of text messages or emails? And is that going to cause mine to not get addressed or addressed in a way where they have a tiny bit of resentment?
Let's go on to the next one. Don't make an email or text intro without getting permission first. So what does this mean? This means no matter what, even when I have a really good friend, even when people are asking for intros to some of our best friends, I'm not like, oh, sure, they won't mind. I always ask them, hey, we have somebody who is interested in maybe having you on the podcast. I know you're really busy right now, so just let me know if you want the intro or not. If not, I'll tell them it's not a good time right now for anything. No worries, no stress. So we always, always ask if it is okay to make the intro first. This is like actually one of the biggest negative things that you can
do. Faux pas,
yes, is making an intro without asking first.
When you do have access to people that you want to be collaborating with, like super duper high performers, you want to actually protect their contact info. You want to protect their email. You want to protect their phone number with everything you've got. Because the minute you let it out to somebody else, and again, I know this might sound jerky, but we're just trying to help you operate in this world where you're excited and you got big things going on, right? And you want to do big things with big people. So we're trying to help you by sharing this. But the minute you're like, ooh, I'm going to make this intro. I know this person's going to want to maybe get value from collaborating with this person. The minute you do that without getting permission first, it makes the person who you made the intro to be like, oh, come on. Now I've got to fit this into my responses today. I didn't ask for this intro. I don't have time for this intro. And it might have been a great intro. So the way to navigate that is texting that person first at an appropriate time saying, hey, Chris, I've got a great intro for you. I think they could be a mastermind member. I think they could be a investor. I think they could be whatever. Here's why. Would you be okay if I made it via text or would you prefer email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have a lot of people who will do intros without asking. They'll be like, hey, I think it'd be a really great fit for your podcast. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, number one, I'm not looking for anyone like this right now. Number two, this doesn't actually feel like a good energetic fit for me. So now it caused a big stress in my day of like, I have to figure out how to tell this person that I don't want them on my podcast.
And we feel like jerks doing that.
And now there's an intro.
Yep.
So it's a really awkward situation that people put people in. So it's just important to understand the rules of engagement.
You have one more, just got a couple more here. Don't treat every interaction like this is your last chance ever. Mm-hmm. Lori, you kind of talked about this one before, so we brief on this one, but when you get a chance to meet somebody or talk to somebody or email or text somebody or get on a call with somebody, play the long game. Mm-hmm. Know that if you do a good job moving the needle on just one thing in that interaction, like maybe you're passing by someone in a hallway at an event, then you're going to earn another chance to have another interaction in the future where you can move the needle again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and go from start to crossing the finish line in one chance interaction, in one meeting, in one phone call, in one whatever.
It just makes people feel really pigeonholed and they sense that desperate energy and they might say yes to your face, but they're probably going to try to figure out how to pawn you off after that because it doesn't feel good for that person. Again, it's kind of a desperate using energy and nobody wants that because the thing we want you to remember while talking about all this is the person that you're wanting something from is a human and they just really want that. They want a relationship just like anybody else.
Yeah, spot on. I think you just said something really important to remember during this episode and that is these are humans that you're interacting with. And so the more you treat them lovingly and caringly like a human and the more you try to not add something to their plate, but still meet your agenda. And that's like a fine dance. You got to be able to walk there. The more you're going to have these amazing relationships for the long term. All right, a couple left here. Invest in somebody else's community before asking for a return. So it's just like the stock market. Imagine if you're like, why aren't I making any returns on these stocks? They're all going up today, but you didn't put any money or investment or energy investment into the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing. You can't expect any kind of return from somebody who has a big audience or the ability to make an introduction for you or a connection or something like that. You can't expect that big return from someone if you didn't first invest into that person, whether they have an offering or a community or maybe their favorite charity or who knows what it is. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a keen eye and look for how can I first invest into the very same thing, aka person, that I later would like a return out of. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, this one's my all-time favorite. This one is like ending on my favorite note. Bring the energy. Lift people up. Fill them up. They should leave every interaction, even if it's just passing in a hallway, even if it's just a quick text message, whatever. They should leave every interaction and be like, God, every time that person comes across me, I feel good. Mm-hmm. This is a feeling thing. This is a high energy thing. This is not a, could I have, where you're draining energy. This is a fill them up. Be perky, be bubbly. Don't be fake. But I mean, be the best, highest version energy of yourself.
Yeah, I think this one for us, we work on this all of the time. And we work on this because we've been on both ends of the spectrum. We've had people treat us so freaking amazing that we're like, oh my God, I will literally do anything for this person. And then we've had opportunities to meet our mentors and we've left going, oh my God, I feel like they couldn't have not wanted to be in that conversation more. So for both of us, I think bringing the energy, being the generator, this is something you and I are always working on because, well, we have so many great examples. I know Brendon Burchard is one of our favorite mentors in bringing the energy. But you guys, no matter what the interaction, even whether it's in an email, whether you're going on somebody's show or you're having whatever, someone connected you to somebody, if you said yes to the interaction, bring the energy. Make it seem like that's the most important thing you're doing that day. And I'm telling you, that is going to be the game changer that opens up all your relationships.
Well, but both ways. So whether you're speaking to someone who you mentor, bring the energy and leave them feeling better than you left them. Mm-hmm. Or if you're speaking to a potential mentor, bring the energy and leave them better than you found them. It's literally my next tattoo that just says, leave them better than you found them. I'm not kidding. Like this has been my motto for so long. No matter who I'm talking to, I try to leave people filled up so that when they get in their car or they walk away or the next person they talk to, they say, God, I really like that person. I like how they make me feel. And so when you concentrate on leaving that interaction so that when they go get in their car and they turn to their wife, they're going to say, you know who I really like? So-and-so. I just talked to them and damn, they make me feel good. Mm-hmm. That's how you want to leave every interaction from a text to an in-person meeting. Anyhow, at this point, some of you might be like, screw these guys. If this is what it takes to operate in this world, this sounds jerky. But hopefully the majority of you are like, ah, I see. We're playing a game with humans. And the better we make the humans feel, and the easier it is that we make for that human to succeed, the more they're going to want to interact and collaborate with us because it feels good and it bears fruit. Mm-hmm. And that's been our motto. And those are some of the things that we teach when we teach networking, when we teach community building, when those are the ways that when you look at our network, it's how we have the high performing friends that we do. Mm-hmm. It's because we've always been very conscious of these things. So instead of hoarding them to ourselves, we wanted to, in a loving way, bring them to you so that you can choose to operate by these rules or not.
Mm-hmm. You guys, we're so grateful for you. And we have an offering for you guys that we are so excited about because we want to be in rooms with you and we want to be connecting you to the people who are going to move the needle for you that you are going to come up with. And that is at the dinner series this year.
Yes, the dinner series. There's only a few spots left at the dinner table, so to speak. And you can go to chrisharder.me/dinner. You can also go to lauriharder.com/dinner. They both work. Whichever your favorite one is, you got to choose. Is Lori your favorite or me? All joking aside, we're literally teaching you how to network. And this is direct networking. This is literally putting you in a room with high-performing other individuals and having you say, here's what I can offer. Here's what I need. And creating what I call these magical collisions over the course of a half a day that leads into a beautiful dinner that bonds everybody. So if you want to do that 3 times this year with us, go to chrisharder.me/dinner or lauriharder.com/dinner. Grab one of those last few spots at the dinner table. Thanks for listening. Please know this. We love and appreciate you.
We'll see you next week. want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.